It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind.
Yes, it is. Thank you, NZ On Air. We love you lots. This week, Lucia spoke to the Ainsworths. Here you go.
Hi, we're here with Hilary Hunt from the Ainsworths. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good. Thanks, Lucia.
In the early 80s, there was this so-called invasion of post-punk bands from the North Shore, and the Ainsworths were seen to be a good representation of that. What was it like becoming a strong part in the Auckland music scene at this time?
It was just straight out exciting. It was great to be in a band. There were so many places you could go being involved with a band. Overall, it was just great.
How did you meet the other members of the Ainsworths? What was the process of turning that meeting into a successful band?
I went to Ross Mitty College on the North Shore, and
quite a few good bands coming out of there.
Yeah, there was, especially the Screamy Memes, and you know, it was really just Tony Drum at the time said, I think, you know, we should form a band, and I said, yeah, why not? And then we had a bit of a crack at that, and then the other guys at school kind of came along, and I saw Adam Holt, and we decided to form the Ainsworths. So that's how it came about, really.
Awesome. And your single Danger Man dominated the BFM playlist in 1981. It's also the lead track on a compilation record, Class of 81, and Audio Culture has called it an inner city anthem.
That's nice.
It is very nice. Also, I can say it's a bloody cool song as well. But what was the process of writing, recording and releasing this track that had such a strong impression on Auckland's 1981 music scene?
Well, I had a bit of a saying for myself at that time, was live a life worth writing about. So how we used to practice a lot, and we used to play a lot. So we would play either at Liberty Stage, which was a pub. Then we would do a dance either in West Auckland or the North Shore, and then we'd finish up playing at Main Street, which is a nightclub at the top of Queen Street. So playing a lot, you got better. And it sort of really, the song came about from Rowan Shedden, who was the guitarist in the band, who really came up with the idea, and as everyone sort of just pitched in. So I think when you do something enough and you kind of like what you do, sometimes you're lucky enough that it kind of works out.
Yeah, totally. Do you have any favourite Auckland bands from the time period that you were active in the scene?
I always thought the Screaming Memes were pretty good.
Yeah.
So I just thought that, you know, some of the songs they came up with were pretty good and they could have gone a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly remember them.
And you managed them for a while, didn't you?
Yeah. That's how I sort of... I used to play in them in the very early days, and then I kind of thought that, you know, maybe I should try something else. So I moved around a few different bands. And Tony Drum, he was my best friend there, and he's still my best friend. We still see each other, and I thought they were good. I thought they could have gone the distance.
Back in the early days, what drew you to the music scene? Like, what got you to start playing, to start forming bands?
Well, back then, there wasn't a lot to do. You either played rugby or you played music. There wasn't a lot to do. And I always remember, Tony Drum, he says, he read the NME magazine, the NME English magazine. He said, hey, I think we should start a band. I think we should start a new wave band. And there were some people around, and I said, yeah, sure, why not? My brother used to play the bass in a band when he went to school. And I go, well, you know, that's... he played bass, I should play bass, and that's kind of how it, it was just, you've got to remember, you know, there was the band Hello Sailor and Dragon and the sort of early 70s, and then the punk bands came along, and they were, interesting, but then you kind of, after that, was like, okay, well, what now? And it was, other than, two things, it was exciting. But it's also having an anthem for yourself. And the one for me was, live a life worth writing about, or live a full life, or, enjoy things. So it was the most enjoyable thing at the time. When you went out, you always used to go to the clubs and bars for free because, there was no cover charge to go in. And it was just a really good group of people.
Yeah. And I understand that now you're a successful businessman, you've got your family, and I'm in a class with your daughter, and we're friends. Does music still centre around your life? Do you still have that around?
Yes, I do. It is central to my life, and I recently started recording again and playing. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, and so I bought the guitars that I always wanted to buy, so and the amps that I always wanted, and just you know, starting to have a crack at songs again has been really good. Prior to that, I was very fortunate that in my work that I was able to do a lot for the music industry on the foreign exchange side. So I was a foreign exchange dealer, and I used to do the foreign exchange for the record labels and the APRA and AMP costs, and that were really helped incredibly in the success of our business. And so I don't know if you know that, but when you're in a band, you don't really make a lot of money.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, but it's all worth it. You know, I did the
very much so.
About a band, if you can deal with musicians, you can deal with anyone, you know, including yourself, you know, so you really grow up.
Well, that's all I have for you tonight. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about?
No, but just thanks for checking it out, and I'm pleased that you like the record, and all the best with your musical career, and, you know, live a life worth writing about. That's my advice.
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, NZ On Air, and a big thank you again to Lucia for that lovely little interview. I've got a track by the Ainsworths now. This is Danger Man. Enjoy.
Joe!